every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRDRAHA. Or any of them that are guys.
All them guys?
None of them.
And all the other ones too?
None of the Anons as well.
Not speaking for anybody.
Not even speaking particularly that well for ourselves.
Ah, that's obvious.
As you'll soon find out.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Sweet. What do you have to?
Nothing. Why do you ask?
I just thought I would ask before I introduced us. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with the Magic Maker.
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. So, Shelley, what's up?
Well, not much. Except for I have a new toy.
Shelley has a new
Shelley
toy.
Shelley got a new toy.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh. I think Shelley got brought something. Here we go.
Shout out to Robert. Woo, 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 woo. Thank you for my new toy. I got a megaphone.
Shelly got a Mr. Bullhorn, but it's not like a Mr. Bullhorn. It's like a real McCoy. Matter of fact, this thing on the sign, it's called the Chim G 666.
It's the number of the beast.
Wow.
So Robert, this should be annoying throughout the entire show.
Robert, I just want you to know, she has a full grasp on your tool right now. There you go.
Putting the toy down now.
Wow. There you go. So that's the toy that came in the mail today. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, Shelley says she got toys by mail order. You were thinking something different, weren't you, Bruce?
I absolutely was. I tell you, Sarah sent me a picture of the toy. I'm like, wow. I told Shelley, I said, Sarah sent me a very private picture today.
Which end do you insert?
I'm telling you, that stands up.
The handle
might be a little problem. But
long after the rest are finished.
Yeah. Yeah, it stands up by itself on the table without a suction cup.
The megaphone that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's awesome. So what else is up, Shelley?
I don't know. Is something supposed to be up?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Maxed out the new board.
What, I didn't max it out with the megaphone?
No.
No, you didn't.
Actually.
Really?
Really.
No. It took our Foley skills to max that thing out.
That's right.
You guys are the Chuck Norris of Foley skills?
Sweet. When Chuck Norris pours milk on Rice Krispies, they shut the hell up.
You had to get him started.
I did. Sorry. My fault.
He told a hermaphrodite to go F themselves.
Oh! In Delaware County, Ohio.
Sweet.
Deputies arrived at a banquet hall after a wedding early Saturday morning, expecting to break up a fight between a husband and wife. Instead, they were assaulted with breast milk.
Ooh.
They were assaulted with breast milk.
Stephanie Ooh. Robinette and her husband were having an argument, a huge argument. She was highly intoxicated. She started hitting him, and he called the police. So okay. She locked herself in the car and wouldn't come out. When they finally got her to come out of the car, she screamed at the deputies, "I'm a lactating mother," and then started spraying them with her breast milk. Took her breast out of her bra and began to spray them with her breast
milk. She had just gotten married. How could she already be a lactating
mother? No, she wasn't the bride.
Oh,
they were just
God.
At somebody's wedding.
That's how he had been living in sin.
No.
So, in other words, her kids are getting hammered when she breastfeeds them.
Yeah.
Okay, but
they sleep really well at night.
Yeah, they do. They don't even teethe.
Yeah.
She's now facing various charges, one of which I found very interesting, because in order for this to actually be a real charge, that means that somebody else had to have done it before. The charge is harassing a law enforcement officer with a bodily substance, and it's a fifth-degree felony.
Oh, I'm sure it's happened before, but it probably could be anything. Could be someone
assault
trying to
with
pee
a
on
deadly
him.
Assault with a deadly boob.
Someone trying to pee on him, get blood on him. Yeah,
that's true.
That's we got true. An ADB on our hands.
Assault with a deadly boob.
ABB.
That reminds me of what was
it's
the movie?
It's an APP.
What was the movie that had the robot chicks in it that whose boobs had the guns in them?
Oh, Austin Powers.
That's right. That's
Fembot.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. She's got guns in her jibblies.
In Santa Ana, California.
Up the road a piece.
Not too far.
Two Orange County inmates in separate jails, are both of them facing murder charges in separate cases, have tied the knot in a jailhouse wedding. They were allowed to get married. Although they had to be in separate rooms separated by a glass wall.
Wow, that makes you can kiss the bride really, really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't kiss the bride.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. So what did they do for their wedding night?
They didn't do anything. They went back to jail.
What did they do with their roommates?
The surrogates?
Yeah.
This story
Hey, Fred, I got a favor to ask you. I think you dropped something on the floor.
The bride is a 20-year-old named Marissa Starbalotti. She's charged with murder for helping a former boyfriend shoot and kill a man in Huntington Beach.
That's the girl I want to marry.
And then the groom is a 26-year-old named, I'll never be able to pronounce this, Iftekhar Murtaza. And he faces the death penalty for abducting the father and sister of his ex-girlfriend, beating them to death, and then setting their bodies on fire.
They call him Tech Nine.
Wow. I'll tell you, that's a...
What?
Now, this is a power couple if ever I heard one.
Yeah. And clearly, they're made for each other.
Yeah.
Which one do you think will last longer? Because one of them is going to kill the other one if they ever get the opportunity.
I've got their nicknames for future stories, though.
What?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Clearly.
Well, I'm just really glad that they won't be getting conjugal visits and that they were actually separated, because I really don't want to see what those two would come up with as for a child. Yeah.
They are perfect examples of the fact that certain people should not be allowed to vote or breed.
You never know. They might have a kid be like Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, just be like the savant of the family.
Yeah. Or Adolf Hitler.
Or like the best assassin in the world.
Or who's the guy that ate everyone?
Hannibal Lecter.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
Either way.
Any of those.
Hannibal Lecter was a fictitious character.
So? These guys
Jeffrey
sound
Dahmer
pretty,
was the real thing.
These guys sound pretty fictitious as well.
Yeah.
In Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana.
Okay.
Sarah's looking at us like, what the hell was that?
Nice cheery song,
the
not so cheery
man.
Story.
Uh-oh. I bet there's nothing about 76 trombones in the big parade here, is there?
No.
Is there more like 12 bones found in the back of someone's trunk?
Well, kind of, but not really.
I know. Tell the story.
13-year-old Christian Choate was...
What?
13-year-old Christian Choate.
C-H-O-A-T-E.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Was beaten to death and buried in a shallow grave outside his family's trailer in 2009, and the family had been getting semi-regular visits from child welfare authorities for more than 10 years, and no one had taken the child from the home. He'd been kept in a dog crate, he'd been starved, he'd been beaten, and child services did nothing about it. They visited the home, they were told of the abuse, multiple reports were filed, they did nothing to stop it.
And I had a good joke, but it doesn't really fit with this story, because it's a horrific story.
Yeah, you can't really go with the... There's no punchline for this story.
No, his parents not worthy of
76
water.
76 choke bones in the garden grave.
No, that doesn't work.
But the only reason why it only doesn't work because it's a horrific story.
It's a horrible story, and it kind of made me really sad because my last name is Choate. My maiden name is Choate, and there aren't a whole lot of Choates. We're all related by blood or marriage somehow, so I'm related to this kid.
Yes.
And it just kind of distressed me.
So one of those parents is related to you?
Yes, Riley Choate is his father's name.
Really?
Somewhere along the line.
Yep. Yep. Let's see, where were we?
Bruce,
next?
Have you checked on Connor lately?
yeah, no.
Okay.
No, I don't know where this is.
Yeah,
and
he's
I've
marrying
lost
some
the...
girl in prison.
Oh, Denver, Colorado. Okay.
Okay.
Denver, Colorado. Dr. Kevin Klemmer has had his license revoked for selling... he's basically distributing... He's an osteopath, and he's distributing oxycodone, like, by the bucket loads.
Can I have his number?
I mean, to the point where people that were patients of his were calling the authorities to say... He's selling narcotics.
You know, it only takes a couple of patients to blow it for everybody,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, part of the problem is he may also be charged with murder in three separate cases. Or
Yikes.
Manslaughter.
No need to doctor shop.
Yikes.
Yeah, three of his patients died of oxycodone overdoses.
I'm surprised. There wasn't more.
They built up a tolerance.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's it. That's it for Mr.
Klemmer.
Kevin Klemmer.
Mr. Klemmer.
Yes, but now I can't turn the page because it's stuck. Okay.
Turning the page.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, the escalation of black tar heroin has police worried about growing addiction and dangers for young people.
Good thinking.
Wow.
Apparently,
rocket scientists.
It's beginning to achieve epidemic proportions among middle-class educated teenagers because they don't remember, they weren't around during the big heroin deal in
78. How educated can you be
educated
as a teenager?
Teenagers, isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah. how educated can you be when you're still a teenager?
Yeah.
Barely graduating high school.
They come from, you know, upper-middle-class families, and they're getting addicted to heroin, and some of them are dying.
The only thing I can say to that is, and?
What do you mean, and? It's an epidemic.
Okay, would this be a story if it was inner city youth? Or is it only because it's middle class kids, educated kids? Because I'll bet there's kids dying all over the country.
Yeah, I think the whole point of it, though, is that they're surprised because you wouldn't think that these kids that having had an education would get addicted to something like that. But it goes to show you that addiction...
That's funny. I'm a college graduate.
I know. That goes to
With
show
a
you...
With a high grade point average.
Yeah.
That goes to show you... Do I have to get out the megaphone?
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Mm-hmm. It goes to show you that addiction crosses all boundaries.
I know, but these guys are making it like that's new.
For them, it is.
I guess.
I'm above being an addict.
Oh yeah, I'll bet it's not new. They just never realized it before.
Well, you know, you get a sudden rash of dead kids, and you got to wonder where it's coming from.
The higher the class, the better the drugs.
Well, they say that some of these kids became addicted by being sold marijuana laced with heroin, and then that's the gateway.
It doesn't even sound good.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Makes you go down on an angle.
I never did heroin. People get addicted to heroin. That's why I didn't do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I stayed away from it. Those were junkies. They were addicts.
Well, I'm a junkie, but it's just not heroin. That's bad stuff.
Yup.
In Orlando.
Florida!
Yikes. Do you need the megaphone?
No, clearly don't need the megaphone.
Okay.
Need a little help in your older age?
Yeah, sometimes.
Little assistance?
Yeah.
A man has paid a $1 Orlando parking ticket that was 36 years overdue.
So why do they want to charge me like an extra $20 when it's a couple days overdue in Covina?
Orlando police say they received Stanley Baker's payment for November 7th, 1975, his parking ticket on that Tuesday. The 89-year-old included a note with his payment reading, "Better late than never."
I like that.
Wow.
A $1 ticket.
That's what I'm going to do.
It was $117 with the...
with the late fees?
With penalties and interest.
Should have been more than that. I'm surprised he never got a warrant. Because you can get a warrant for unpaid parking tickets. I know people that have gotten them.
Yeah, but it was a $1 parking ticket.
Yeah.
You're going to get an arrest warrant for $1?
Well, it wouldn't be a dollar anymore. Once it goes to warrant, it would end up being... The warrant itself is like $600 or something.
Well, it says Orlando's parking violations from 1975 have actually been destroyed. So there was no warrant.
No proof.
Oh, so he didn't even... Yeah, but see, he's just an honest guy then.
Yeah.
Actually, he should get his dollar back because they don't have any record of him owing it.
Yeah.
The police spokesman said that the department thought Baker's payment was funny.
But they don't have any record of him owing it.
But now they owe him. Yeah. So he should charge him interest.
Yeah, now they owe him a dollar.
They should charge him interest.
And penalties. $417. Send it back tomorrow.
Or I'm going to send a warrant out for you.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to skip that page.
Turning the page twice.
Okay.
You just report, Shelley. We'll decide.
The State Department of Correctional Services in New York is rewriting its rules for inmates' conjugal visits in the wake of last week's historic legalization of gay marriage. Gay inmates married in New York will be allowed to receive the same conjugal visits, officially called family reunions, that their married heterosexual cellmates enjoy.
Hey, Fred, I got a favor to ask.
Now, what gets me is New York taxpayers are paying for this. A conjugal visit allows an inmate to spend 48 hours of privacy with a spouse in a special kitchen-equipped residential unit. The prison also supplies condoms.
So?
The taxpayer dollars are paying for that.
Yeah.
Why? If you are sent to prison for a crime, why on earth should you get conjugal visits?
All the crap that we pay for and your concern is about the condoms?
No, not just the condoms. This whole unit thing. They get to go away from jail for 48
hours. If you're
hours.
In cell block C and you marry a guy in cell block E, will they let you become roommates in cell block D?
That's a good question.
And if they do, will it be kitchen equipped? And then do they need to give you 48 hours for a conjugal visit?
Yeah, just
not if you're living with your spouse.
Well, there you go.
And if your spouse complains you didn't come home one night, would that, like, really put the prison system in an uproar? Jesse didn't come home last night.
Wow.
That's a good question. If you have two gay inmates in the same jail, yeah. Huh.
Could they live together?
I'm just saying. Kind of food for thought.
Wow.
Kind of a foo-foo thought, but...
Yikes. All right.
And would the other inmates pick on them?
What?
Would the other inmates pick on them?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Okay, we're going to end the Boozy News here. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101. Clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Our house.
In the middle of the street.
Sweet. Look at that. If it's an 80s one-hit wonder, she'll chime right in.
Shelley's there.
As long as it's not from a TV show. So... You guys have a topic.
We do?
Yeah.
I love how up on the show Shelly is. Meds 5?
Shelly 0.
This is Shelly 0.
Oh, this was the topic that I talked about, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was your topic. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh,
specifically.
Started with big.
Yeah, the big book versus other literature.
Yeah, okay. As in, expound. How would you like to talk about it?
For example, I have heard people say that the big book is contained in the book, or the program is contained in the big book only, that anything else is not Alcoholics Anonymous, and all other literature, including Alcoholics Anonymous literature, should be ignored.
So the 12 and 12, 12 steps and 12 traditions doesn't contain any program
no.
in it?
No. In fact, I've heard people say that the 12 and 12 will get people drunk again.
Have these people been drinking lately that said
no.
that?
I actually went to a speaker meeting 2 weeks in a row, and 1 week the speaker said he spends a lot of time in the 12 and 12 because it helps program immensely. And the next week the other speaker said it really bothers him when people quote out of the 12 and 12 because that book can get you drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't had any problems with either one of them myself.
Yeah, me either.
And as far as that goes, I haven't had any problem with the CA Faith and Courage book, and I haven't had any problem with the NA Basic Text either.
So I guess it has nothing to do with what you read, does it?
I think it has to do with what kind of program you work.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. But
now, let me ask you a question about now. Are they saying the program's in the big book?
Uh-huh.
Is that the big book that was written right or the big book that was written wrong?
I don't think anybody's made that distinction.
Okay. I was just wondering.
No, you're talking about the, because they...
That the first three editions were written incorrectly?
Well, they...
They were?
Yeah. Well, because they changed the fourth one.
Yeah. When did they change it? How did they change it?
Well...
I don't have the fourth one. I have the third one.
I know. So, if you tell somebody who knew that they should read about acceptance on page 449, what do they say?
It wouldn't count. Oh. It's not in the first 164
yeah,
pages.
Yeah, it doesn't count. It's not in the first 164
You didn't
pages.
Say that. You said the big book is all?
That's true. That's all I ever hear is the big book. I don't ever hear first
so,
164 pages.
So, let me ask you a question then.
What I always hear is that the program is in the first 164 pages,
right.
And the rest is all personal stories and appendices.
So, if you wanted to help somebody with acceptance and it's all in the first 164 pages, where would you send them?
Step one.
Okay.
But I'd send them to what is now...
417?
417.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do. Because acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. It's not until I can accept people, places, and things for being exactly the way God wants them to be that I can have peace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But even if you say the first 164 pages, mm-hmm. the 12 and 12, which is the kind of expanded version of working the steps, because you know if you read in the big book, it's got like... 6, 7, and 8 are like in half of a page. I mean, it's like zips right through them like they don't exist.
I liked that.
I like that too. I like that too.
Because I worked 6, 7, 8 in about that length of time.
Me too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the 12 and 12 is AA approved literature on working the steps, right?
They don't care whether it's AA approved literature or not. If it's
well,
not the big book,
yeah,
who
are they?
Oh, various. Well, most of the people online, mostly. On all the recovery groups
that's
I'm
like
on.
Saying,
I'm
that's
on,
like saying you people.
Yeah, I know. They. I'm on multiple recovery boards.
Yeah.
And I don't always post in them, but I read them. And
you know what we like to call that?
What?
You're a lurker.
I'm a lurker.
She's a lurker.
I lurk.
She lurks on pages and only says something if she really...
I rarely say anything. And one of the reasons I rarely say anything is because most of the time I disagree entirely with what everybody's saying.
But those people haven't taken their meds.
No, not usually.
Oh, because if you wrote when you disagree, then you'd be a troll.
Oh. No, I don't usually write when I disagree.
Little internet vocabulary for you. Lurkers and trolls.
The reason behind the whole no 12 and 12 is because the 12 and 12, according to... I'm not going to say his name, but one particular very vocal person, was written solely by Bill Wilson, is not representative of Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole, and was written during a depressed period in his life, and therefore, if people use that they will go out and get drunk because it's not actually the 12 steps.
So Bill Wilson has that much power all of a sudden?
Wait.
Apparently.
Where do you have to go to buy a book like this?
Well, there's one right there on the shelf.
Yeah, but where do you go to buy one?
At a meeting.
They would sell a book that would get you loaded at a meeting?
Apparently.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I didn't realize that a book could get you loaded.
Well,
I bet I could read Scarface without getting loaded.
Oh.
What do you bet?
Yeah.
This guy.
I bet
like,
I could read Midnight Express without getting loaded.
Oh, this guy is like vociferous. He claims that the 12 and 12 kills people every year.
So... To quote a speaker that we heard at our meeting a few weeks ago, do you know what you have to do? Yeah, I have to get the hell away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm clear what I have to do.
I mean, it goes, doesn't it clearly go to one of those things like that suddenly someone's saying that these objects or these things have that much power over you, that your program is so lame? I mean, literally, if they're saying that 12 and 12 is going to make you drink, so then you should never read any kind of book that has anything to do with any drugs or alcohol, because if the 12 and 12 will get you loaded, reading Scarface or seeing the movie, you're done. There's no possible way you could stay sober.
You're toast. And what I don't get is, you know, okay, AA and NA.
So reading a personal story should get you really loaded.
Yeah. AA, NA, whatever A, has put out tons of other literature. I mean, pamphlets and other books, you know, there's The Grapevine, there's all kinds of things. So, according to these people, we're not supposed to read any. We're supposed to ignore that literature because it's not the program, it doesn't count, and it won't help.
Doesn't count for what?
Your recovery.
By that same thinking, since nowhere in the first 164 pages have I seen anything about you have to identify as an alcoholic in order to share in a meeting, then where did that come from, and why should we pay any attention to that whatsoever? Not that I do.
Good point. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think there's, and I could be wrong about this. I'm sure someone will write in and tell me. I do not believe there's anything in the NA basic text that says you have to share as an addict either.
And being clean.
I mean, I don't think that it specifically lays out in the book what you're supposed to do in a meeting.
Right.
It probably doesn't say that you need to have a chip person or a coffee maker or any of the things that just happen out of years and years of experience with having meetings.
Yeah.
I just think that, I mean, there's tons, especially in AA, there are tons of pamphlets. I've read most of the pamphlets when I was literature person for that one big meeting. So I decided if I was going to be the literature person, I better know what I'm talking about. So I went and read all the pamphlets.
That's dedication.
And there are some really good information in some of those pamphlets that isn't in the big book.
No, they'll all get you drunk.
Well, according to these people, yeah. I mean, there's whole entire forums devoted to big book only.
So, like, no one should ever read the book New Pair of Glasses.
No, you should not. According to them.
I was going
to
say, that's Shelley saying that. It's a great book. Dr. Bob and the Old Timers?
Nope, can't read that either.
We should burn them. We should do an AA book burning.
Jawohl.
At the 502 Club.
Jawohl. Herr Kommandant. Wow. Fahrenheit 451.
Yeah, the firefighters. The firemen. Mark can be the first fireman.
Someone call Ray Bradbury, quick.
No, he's That's dead, me. Isn't he? They call me Sparky.
No, Ray Bradbury's not dead.
Oh, good. Sorry about that, Ray.
In fact, we could probably get him to come and sign some of our books.
Before we burn
books.
Them.
Yeah, before we burn them. He signs books all over the place.
Yeah, but usually his, right?
Yeah, but he probably won't care. He's a nice guy.
Let's meet him at Borders Bookstore in Pasadena or something.
We'll get him to sign all our 12 and 12s.
Well, they'll get you drunk. I don't know. To me, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous to say any person or anything or any book is going to make you get loaded. That's in my humble opinion. I can't think of a single... Now, I'll tell you, I've been uncomfortable watching movies before. Sid and Nancy, where they show people slamming drugs. I was uncomfortable watching it, but it didn't make me want to get loaded.
Have there been other pieces of literature that you've used in your recovery that have helped?
Most
New
of them.
A pair of glasses?
Most of them.
12 and 12? Dr. Bob and the Old Timers?
You read that one?
Yeah, I've read most of the AA books. I didn't read them multiple times like the big book. I mean, the big book I've read 12 bazillion times.
The CA self-test never made me want to get loaded.
You know, it's kind of like if you say that something you read would get you loaded, it's like, come on. Mm-hmm. So if you read the personal stories in the back where they actually talk about drinking, or Dr. Alcoholic Addict, which they changed the name of, where he talks about slamming before going in to do surgery, that should get you loaded. Or if you read the Hope, Faith, and Courage book from CA, which are personal stories which tell what it used to be like, what happened, what it's like now, that's almost like saying, if that's going to get me loaded, then I really shouldn't listen to like the first 15 minutes of a speaker pitch because he's going to tell what it used to be like, and that's going to get me loaded.
You'd have a field day with these people on this one board. Maybe I should invite you to be a member and watch the explosion.
Yeah, I want to go on the board after they've taken their meds.
I can't type that fast.
Oh, no, they're not allowed meds, by the way. This is one of those
obviously,
groups.
And you can tell.
Is it an NA group?
No, it's an AA group.
So it's not like a purist group or something.
Well, it's an AA purist, I guess you would say.
AA purist. I don't know about that. I don't know. Shelley, what would your final words on the subject be?
My final words would be that there are many ways of seeing, and there are a lot of tools that we can use in our recovery. And they're not all in the big book, although the program is in the first 164 pages, and that's
clearly
that's what I used to when I worked the steps, and that's what I'm using with my sponsee when we work the steps. But there are an awful lot of other things that you can read that will help. And there's no reason to eschew them just because they're not the big book.
I love that word. Eschew them. Mark?
Yes?
What is your feelings on this silliness?
There are too many theys in this program today. And what they should probably do is just shut the hell up.
Mark's always got a great one-liner.
I know. It makes me mad.
He comes in. I don't know. My feeling.
I start formulating it about the 26-minute mark.
Yeah.
See, I can't think like that. I can't think and talk at the same time.
My feeling is along the similar lines of what I just said. You know what? If there's something I read that's going to get me loaded, I better stop going to any movies that show booze. I mean, you know, the 12 and 12 is going to get me loaded. I don't know. I've been through the 12 and 12 lots of times. I haven't read anything in there that's going to make me get loaded. I haven't read anything in there that would even remotely make me get loaded. Even if I had lousy program, I don't know how that could make me get loaded. I'd be much more likely to get loaded listening to a speaker who has a long war story portion. I don't know.
I would be most likely to get loaded by buying cocaine and chopping it up on a mirror and laying a straw against it.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot else is going to do it.
Yeah, that's true. It's like a slip. Sobriety lost its priority. Never once did I fall down on a fully loaded syringe of cocaine and have it strike a vein.
That'd be awfully lucky.
Yeah, bottles of vodka.
Damn lucky.
Fall.
I couldn't hardly hit a vein when I was trying.
When you were aiming.
Bottles of vodka did not fall from the sky on me.
Listen, I had many, many times where my arm was going dead, where I missed that vein. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Sweet.
Charlie.
Shelley.
Yes.
Shelley. Who are friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat?
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go and read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
You know, if you don't know how to spell 12stepgazette.com, it's okay. You can go to recovery101.net and just click on the banner there. It'll take you right to it.
And you're a moron.
Well, you know what always gets me?
What?
You ever notice there's a line in the big book somewhere where it says you'd better use everyday language when speaking with an alcoholic, and then like the next two paragraphs in a row are full of $25 words. I'm like, okay. I mean, I get them, but certainly not everybody does. So right. It's like, okay, yeah, use everyday language. That's what we like to do nowadays. Mark, do we have any email addresses?
We do. You can email us at recovery_101@hotmail.com. recovery101radio@hotmail.com. recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you would like to inquire about sponsorship or sales, you can go to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
We've got our friends online at intherooms.com. That is a for free kind of Facebook of recovery. They've got groups you could join, like Friends of Recovery 101. We've got an embedded player there. We've got an embedded player if you look for Recovery 101 on MySpace. We've got embedded players all over the place. But on there, you can get speaker tapes, download stuff, enter the A of your choice, just like that guy in the prison wedding. It's all absolutely.
You had to go there, didn't you?
It's all absolutely for free. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 Rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley?
Yes.
Oh, she's ready. Who's the lead-out music by?
Kill Devil Rum Club.
Sweet. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.